Phoenix Code, a New Beginnings prequel by Cashel Char and Stefan Pride. Narrated by Jonathan Waters. Disclaimer. This is a re-edit of Phoenix Code, originally published as Men of Phoenix, written by Stefan Pride. Stefan invited Cashel to co-author and update it with fresh thoughts, preparing it for an audiobook recording. It was retitled Phoenix Code, copyright 2022 Stefan Pride and Cashel Char. Now Cashel holds the copyrights to New Beginnings MM Series, copyright 2023, Cashel Char. Dear listener, this book is part of a planned post-apocalyptic sci-fi fantasy series featuring gifted scientists and soldiers falling in love. This story has explicit and graphic depictions unsuitable for young and sensitive readers or anyone offended by gay sex. This is a work of fiction. Names, characters, places, and incidents are the author's imagination or used fictitiously. Any resemblance to actual events, locales, business establishments, or persons living or dead is coincidental. The authors do not have any control over and do not assume responsibility for author or third-party websites, blogs or critiques, or their content. Warning. No AI, no bot. We do not consent to any artificial intelligence, AI, generative AI, large language model, machine learning, chatbot, or other automated analysis, generative process, or replication program to reproduce, mimic, remix, summarize, or otherwise replicate any part of this creative work via any means, print, graphic, sculpture, multimedia, audio, or other medium. We support the right of humans to control their artistic works. Unless expressly noted, no part of this publication may be reproduced, scanned, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording, or otherwise known or from now on invented, without the express written permission of the authors. The scanning, uploading, and distribution of this book via the internet or any other means without the author's permission are illegal. Introduction. Environment Project 1, EP1, was meant to house approximately 25,000 people in secure conditions. Over the next 6 to 8 weeks, the project's directors intended to indoctrinate 2 to 3 groups of 2,000 people. Males, females, and family members were supplemented methodically among the tested and authorized inhabitants. Additions would occur every 3 years based on population growth and a city capacity of no more than 25,000. Progress and setbacks would be tracked, analyzed, corrected, and improved in order to develop and build global cities. Primarily, these life-sustaining cities will be constructed to ensure that humanity's civilizational achievements continue to grow and progress. Simultaneously, the trend of widespread destruction of paleoclimates is reversed. The self-sustaining cities were fundamentally solar and steam-powered domes, built of 2-foot-thick plexiglass, and titanium blocks that form tetracontagon bases. EP1 was constructed in Antarctica's Dry Valley Plateau, flanked by the Transantarctic Mountain Range and a desert-like landscape. On a bright sunny day, when the plating was activated, the wonder of the architectural marvel could be seen for miles around. The 24-inch titanium ridges glistened as they were warmed to melt the ice, not only to protect the domes and the people who lived within their translucent walls, but also to harvest the natural light that was streaming into the domes. These initiatives were sparked by exponential global warming trends and the Z3H993 parvovirus epidemic and vaccine crisis of 2038, which resulted in rapid double X chromosome inactivation and adverse mutations which were handed down from mothers to their daughters. In female infants, the presence of the mutated sex chromosomes resulted in severe chromosomal anomalies and the dissolution of sexual dimorphism. As a result, females were born sterile, without female genitalia or possessing both male and female organs. Additionally, masculine features such as bigger bodies and thicker hair were accentuated. Regrettably, no therapy is capable of reversing or correcting DNA damage due to its hereditary makeup. As a result, healthy females were separated and their eggs extracted. The World Health Protected Species...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?